First of all, I pay my humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pahat Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Swabha Manugasami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Paribrajaka Charja Varja, Ashtodara Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Swabha Manugasami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prasanna Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and Nitya Lila Prasanna Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Pradhan Swami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and guests who assembled here to listen Hari Katha from Srila Guru Lotus Leaf headed by Dandi Sannasi. Srila Gurudev raised a question, why we want to do bhajan? Is bhajan is necessary for every living beings? Why do bhajan? Better we can do eat, drink and be merry? Is there any harm? What is the necessity of do bhajan? In this world, all living beings, special human beings, want to be happy. For that, we have discovered and progressed in so much, in so many areas, like transportation, communication, medical science. Why? To be happy. The more we scientists are discovering new process how to be happy, new diseases are coming, which disease we don't know as before, even 50 years before. The which country are they are discovering new medicine, new process, that disease also discovering from that country. We want to do business like as before. France discovered Concorde aeroplane. They'll go from London to New York and walking and come back. It crashed and some all died. Now they stop Concorde aeroplane. Communication. Sitting from one end of the world and you can talk other end of the world. Not only that, you can, to whom you speak, you can see his picture and he can see your picture. In medical science, if your kidney failure, you can transplant your kidney. Even you can change your brain and put your monkey brain. So many things we are doing. Still we are not happy. Day by day, our demand is increasing. Why? Because we are not this body. We want to make happy this body, but we are not thinking that how to we make our soul happy. Like we are living in this house, but we are not in this house, this room. We are living in this room, but not in this room. In same way, this is the house of the soul. If you decorate the house, and who is living here, if you decorate the house outside, but not feeding them, Bala and his wife and son, will they be happy? If you feed them, then you will be happy. In same way, this is our house for the soul. We have to feed the soul. So which you are taking? Rice, dal, chapati, noodles, so many things. This is doing for body. But what is the diet of the soul? As you only think, as you inquire from anyone, what is diet for the soul? In ancient time, so many sages in India, they assembled and they asked Sutta Goswami, how our soul will be happy? They are very early. The Iron Age Kali is coming. In Kali Yuga, so many bad things are there. It is mentioned in scripture, Praina Alpa Ayusa Sabha Kalapasmin Yuga Ejana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhakta Chupadrita. In Satya Yuga, Dapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, especially in Satya Yuga, human beings used to live about 100,000, 200,000, 10,000 their longevity. And it reduces in Dapar, then reduces in Treta, then Dapar, and Kali Yuga maximum 100 or something more. But average, maybe 60, 65, not more than that. So they understood that Kali Yuga is so much problem is there. So Prayana or Payasa, in Kali Yuga, lifespan is very small. कलावस्मिन् जीवयति दिस् कलियुग एंड मोर एवर मंद सुमंद मतयो एंड ऑल आर बाउंड टू क्रिटिसाइज अदर्स विदाउट एनी कॉज दे क्रिटिसाइज हियर देयर दे हैव नथिंग टू डू विद देम बट स्टिल क्रिटिसाइजिंग एंड मंद मतयो एंड इंटेलिजेंस इज वेरी पॉल्यूटेड एंड इफ यू वांट टू बी हैप्पी so you have to searching how I will be happy, my soul will be happy. Then so much obstacle is there. You want to do bhajan, we have felt, oh, why are going there? Better go nightclub. Oh, we can see the rock singers, they have so much nice singer has come. Why going Mahamantra temple? So your friend is pulling your leg. Mangal Bhaka Jupar Duta. And if somehow other, your intelligence better and you got good association, good neighbors, good friend, but jupat juta, so many disease. You want to do something due to your unhealthy position, you could not do that. So this is the situation of Kali Yuga. Moreover, Kali means kalaham lati iti kali. Without any cause, make problem comes to you by others, somehow others by other countries. So this is the nature of Kali Yuga. So how will we happy? Then Sutta Goswami replied, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radhakshaje Ahaitukka Pratihata Jyatmasam Prasidati. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma. This is the supreme religion of living soul. What? Yato Bhakti Radhakshaje. Have to do devotion or Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is God. G or D. G for generator, O for operator, D for destroyer. So who can do this? Three things is God. So have to do bhakti for him. And ahaitukka. Oh, today I do bhakti, not tomorrow I will not do. Or today I will do after 1 month. It's not proper. Just like to maintain our body, we are giving foodstuff in our mouth in same way. To maintain our soul healthy and to do bhajan every day. So, yato ahaitukka pratihata jyatmasam prasidati. If you do so, then soul will be happy. If soul will be happy, body bound to be happy. And in this world, we always want to be teenager. We don't want to be old. So even the combined effort of all scientists in the world, they could not check our old age. But if we do bhajan, when you get perfection after this birth, we go to Vaikuntha planet, means Brajadham, and we will always be there, teenager and some divine couple, Sri Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the process and how will you be more happy? We listen from Sri Gurudev Lotus Ring, Hare Krishna. Vansha Kalpataru Vansha Kripasi Kudhaya Vachan, Pachitana Kavane Chho.
माइक लगानो अच्छा अपना
आई कैन स्पीक
हां रियली
ओह लेट मी
ओके इट इज यस
अज्ञान अतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानं जन सलाकया चक्षुरुन मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ ओबिशियंस एंड द डिवोटीज ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद स्वत श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के स्वामी एंड सेम इन द लोट फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद स्वत श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज यू हैव हर्ड वैष्णव They spoke very well. There was a king, not king in Para. His name was Chitraketu. He has thousands and thousands of wives. This is the story from beginning of the creation. At that time, human age was about 1 lakh or more years. So he married so many wives, but there was no child, no son. His wealth was very much. Everything was okay. No deficit anything. But he was not happy. One day a rishi saint came. His name was Angira. He told the old dear king, are you happy? First the king respected him, washed his feet, took his feet water on his head and gave something to eat, drink, and when he was happy, then the Angira Rishi asked, O king, are you happy? But I see your face is telling you are not happy. Your wives are beautiful and serving you. Yes, they are serving. Your military is in your command. Yes. You are paying them all right. Yes. Your praja.
Subjects.
Subjects are happy. Yes, no harm. But oh, the rishi, I am unhappy. Because I, for this purpose, I married thousands and thousands of wives, ladies. Very beautiful, qualified ladies. But no son. I know that if you want, you can give me a son. He told that in your lala,
forehead,
in your forehead, head, it is not written that you have son. You will answer, how can I give? But he told us, I know that you can do by your power, your
mystic power.
Mystic power.
Majestic power.
Mystic.
Anyhow, I want a son. Then he saw that there is no son in him. So he became his son and told that I am getting this fruit and give this fruit to your most beloved wife and son will come. But you always remember that son will give you happiness and suffering. He thought that he will not obey. So anyhow, no harm. A son should be here. And thus, rishi went on. After some time, his wife was Kriti Dyuti, most beloved of king. And he gave that fruit to that wife. And by that wife, after 10 or 11 months, very beautiful childlike moon. Came out from the womb of Kriti Dyuti. Oh, now, oh, so much happiness in kingdom. Bande bajane lage.
They are beating drums.
Drums everywhere and so much happiness everywhere in the kingdom. King became very happy and he became like servant of his wife and son. He left all these twins and always sitting behind that boy and wife. Eventually this boy became very beautiful more some ages, and then his beauty became more and more. He attracted everyone. All were happy. But the 1,000 wives of king were not happy, because king never asked them, do you want anything? Your wash,
your cloth,
your this but
cloth.
Clothes are dirty. May I give soap? May I give you oil? Nothing. So they became angry, unhappy. They began to think in a meeting that the reason of our suffering is only this child. Otherwise we are happy. So we can kill him, this boy, anyhow. Then, now king will see all in equal way. And thus thinking, one day the queen was doing something far away from his son, keeping his son in a palanquin.
In a bed.
On the cot.
And some far away she was doing something. 1 hour, 2 hours.
Gone.
Why my child is not weeping today? Oh,
Med.
Oh, you should go and see and bring the boy. Maid servant went, and he saw that life. Oh, boy was very beautiful and like sun, moon. Now he is black. What happened? And he saw that boy dead. Then he began to do like this and that. Cry bitterly, and then queen saw at once running as a mad, and he saw that his boy is gone, dead, and then also began to weep and began faint. King heard, at once he came by the help of Brahmins and saw, oh, my son is dead, my wife has been become mad and faint. What to do? He also began to weep. That, but he did not remind the words of Rishis. It will give, this boy will give you pleasure and also suffering. Now suffering. You should know that in this world no happiness. What happiness you feel, it is not happiness. It is another form of suffering. And if you are very beautiful, energetic, qualified, but one day anyone cannot shake to be old. Can a scientist, doctor, whole world's doctor can shake old age? Nothing. And after some time you will have to give up this world, you will die. Death is dancing on our head. There is no certainty tomorrow, today, in night, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, you will have to die. And how to die? Oh, like this. Nothing in hand. What you collected in this world, money and wealth and boy, son, husband, wife, all will be here. Where to go? Hell. Hell, you know? Hell.
Without any hell.
Or you can come again in this world in the form of hogs, pigs, dogs, fishes and all kinds. and man will cut you and eat. Don't take meat, eggs, wine, anything. So, all were weeping. There was no one to
pacify.
Pacify them. In the meantime, again Angira Rishi with Narada Rishi came there. Asked him, why king you are waiting? Why your wife? Why all are waiting? He told that my son has gone. Oh, he has gone? Where he has gone? He has gone to Kuala Lumpur.
Johor Bahru.
Where he has gone? Or perhaps he has gone to Singapore. When he will return? Oh, he will not return. He will never return. And in place here. You will have to go there. If you are not doing bhajan, not chanting name, you will have to go there. No one can shake in this world. So, he told that, when he come? Oh, he will never come. Oh. Who has gone? I am seeing that the boy is sleeping here, covered with a white cloth. Oh. You are telling lie. Boy is here. You can take him and kiss and do whatever you like. Why weeping? No, his soul has gone. Soul? What is soul? Have you sent soul? No, we have not. So why you tell, sir? Now you should realize you are not soul, also you are all. Not so, you are this, this is body.
Physical.
Like he told, we are in this room, but we are not room. Room is not mine. In this way, we are so, we are in this body, but soul and supersedes is another thing. So if anyone in this life can realize what is soul, what is myself, whom I am, and who is super soul, Krishna. Then easily you will be liberated from this dark veil of world and be happy, otherwise never and never. They began to continue. Oh, there was a pair of pigeons. There are so many babies in the hive.
Nest.
So many babies. They can give so many babies. You can give only one. Or even not one. No certainty. And they can give at a time of 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 15, like this. So, they keeping the babies in the nest, they went to forest to pick up something for them and for children. They went in a very, very beautiful forest and they sat on a mango tree's branch. And both taking their
beak,
each other, and love and affection. They were thinking, they were talking to each other. Oh, how we are fortunate. We may, and how beautiful babies are with us. So we are very happy, very happy. In the meantime, she peacock, Sea pigeon saw on the ground, on the grasses, some pieces of rice were there, here, there. The wife told, "Oh, come and you also, I am going to take tea cup. You also come." Then husband told that, "Don't go, don't go. This is forest. There is no
rice
from where rice? No city of
no palm and no shops,
no nothing salt. From where this will come? It seems that any
hunter
has given job.
Trap. Make a trap to trap us.
Trap. And when you will go there, and he will reach and you will be set up on the. Oh, I don't think so. You can't think. But I'm going. And thus telling, she flew away and went to pick up. When she was picking, a very black hunter hiding himself in the shade of any tree, and he pulled out the
string,
and thus
he was captured.
And then she began to
lament
and cry bitterly. Then husband thought, "Oh, I was telling her not to go, but she went. But she was my life.
My
everything. If she was alive and I was in the trap, no harm.
Better.
She can
give the children.
Notice the children.
Notice and support the children. I cannot do. Husband cannot do in the baby time. Only ladies can do it. So better I should go and she should come out of trap." At that time he also flew away there, and he was weeping bitterly and telling these things. And in the meantime,
hunter
saw that he observed him weeping, and at once took a
arrow
and bow and shot, and arrow came here and
finished.
Then she is in trap and he is dead out of trap, and then hunter came and
clapping
his hand and happy, laughing. And he took both together, tightened their legs and kept here and went to home. And what did he show, you know? What he did? Cooked.
Supper.
This is our position also. Take it here. Dancing here, but here. So what we should do? He told a slow, satang prasangam mama vidya sambhidau bhavan tirtha karana rasayana katha tajjo sanat asu apavarg vartmani sradharati bhakti
anupramishati.
Sense, religious sadhu, very powerful, very, very powerful. For us, more powerful than Krishna even. They always
discuss
in dialogue.
Discuss
each other. Very powerful stories of Krishna, sweet pastimes on Krishna. And thus, first Sadha comes, then Bhavabhakti comes, and in the end, Prema Bhakti. Then by Bhakti, we are liberated from this world and we go to Golok Vrindavan, where always happiness, no birth and death, always playing with Krishna. You should know, this abode world is our temporary heart. not
permanent.
Permanent. One day you'll have to give up. You'll have to give up your husband and your wives, children also. So we should think over all these matters. How to be happy? These husbands, wives and children are temporary. They are really our body's husband, but not of soul. Soul husband and most beloved is Krishna. We cannot go to Krishna, but Krishna descends from his Golok Vrindavan. Why he descends? Because he is so merciful.
Causeless
so merciful. He always is lamenting that these boys, then my sons and daughters, they are suffering from lot of times from the beginning of the creation. But I have given so many chances. But they are not taking their chance. They are not coming to me. So I must go to world. And thus he came with his father, mother, Nand Baba, Yasoda from Golok Vrindavan and played so many pastimes, sweet, that can attract you. What? Yasoda Ma, he tightened
Krishna.
Krishna, though Krishna is Supreme Lord, all powerful, everything, creator of these worlds, koti koti brahmanda, but yet Yasoda Ma. And he began to weep. Oh, Yasoda mother is telling, you have done wrong, I will beat you. And Krishna is weeping. He did rash with gopis. He played so many plays, sweet pastimes with Sakha. So very sweet, all these things. And after some time he went to Mathura, and from Mathura he went to Dwarka. He married
16,108
queens. So many sons with him. He fought Mahabharata, Mahayuddha, and killed all the demons. History so many. So anybody hearing or reading these things, or hearing and each other discussing, then very soon powerful these Harikatha will attract Krishna, and Krishna is bound to come. So this is called bhakti. In this bhakti, nine kinds of bhakti: sramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakhyat, nivedanam. And among these,
five,
name sankirtan is most prominent. Name is himself Krishna. Hare Krishna name is himself Krishna. What Krishna can do, the names can do all more than Krishna. Because Krishna has empowered them. He has invested all his power, qualities and everything in names. These names are very, very easy to chant. But without a guru, you cannot. You cannot have belief. You can believe in money, but you cannot believe in name. So we have come that you should believe in name and chant very easily. Nothing to do anything else. No austerities, no dan.
Donation
giving. I have not come for any donation that you should. What donation can you give? Nothing. But I can give you, donate something. I can donate your name, Hari Katha, that by that you can be happy forever. So chant Hare Krishna with strong faith and be happy. Gau Pramanande. Any kirtan?
Yeah.